Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
You know, after being called all sorts of distasteful names following his appointment at Orlando Pirates, hey, the new gaffer, a couple of months back, I'm wondering where those judges are right now. Hey, those who judge before they've even seen the man's work, they will put and bury their heads in the sand, I can tell you. Now, because truth be told, Jose Riviero has shown what a capable coach he is, cool as a cucumber. On the touchline, the Buccaneers are also showing signs of promise and flair under his guidance. He joins us live here in studio tonight. Jose, good to see you. Welcome to the show, and thanks for taking time to physically be here in studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure.
You've settled in. I can't say South Africa is your home yet, but, you know, it's taken you a little bit of time to settle in. How are you feeling about, number one, just the country itself?
So far, so good. To be honest, the welcome was very warm from the very first minute, starting from the people in the club. They really makes me feel very good from the beginning. We feel at home, me and the guys who join me here in the staff coming from Spain as well. So even though the culture, the country, the habits, traditions, everything, it's really different. Also, I just came from Finland. I didn't even have time to spend some time in Spain and, you know, be more close to this culture. Yeah. It's a totally different culture if I compare Finland with South Africa. So the beginning was not easy, but because of the people who is around me in the club and how easy they usually make the things for me, the adaptation was very quick.
What do you say is the big difference when you compare, whether it's Spain or Finland versus what are you seeing now in front of you here in South Africa?
If I compare with Finland, mostly everything is different. Yeah. The rhythm of life, it's different. So that makes, you know, everything totally different than what I was used to. Here is a different speed, rhythm in the mornings, much more stress, even though it's not as stressful as Spain, yeah, in my opinion. But comparing with Finland in this case, where the people is much more calm and they try to face life in a different manner. Even like I mentioned in some other interviews, the society is it's totally different, unfortunately. Yeah. So sometimes, like I said in the beginning, it was an impact for me, and still sometimes it is. So, but like I said, really happy to be here. It's been only 2 months, yeah, but very intensive ones in order to do my job and adapt myself to the circumstances. That's what I have to do.
Did you ever imagine that you would be called up to come and perform and do duty in a game that you love so much, like football, and be called upon to come through to the African continent firstly? Like you say, different rhythm, different atmosphere, a lot of players that have come out of the continent to play in different leagues in Europe from here. But did you ever, was it part of your wish list, bucket list, to be here?
To be honest with you, Europe is the continent where we all wish to, you know, have a job and, yeah, grow as a coaches, as a players. I think it's pretty much the same. People, players and coaches are traveling from South America, from Africa. I have the chance to coach in Finland during almost 8 years. Mm-hmm. I think that I coach players from every country in Africa during my time there. So I have the chance to share opinions and knowledge about the African football. I have still a very good relation with Anthony Anang, a former Ghana national team player. We worked together in two different clubs in Finland, and we spoke a lot about African football and concretely about the South African league. He always highlighted this league like the most attractive league in the continent. So was not totally new for me what I found here, even though, of course, like I said in the beginning, I was not an expert in African football. Once I'm here, my perspective it changed totally about the league, the level of the league, the level of the teams, the level of the football players as an individuals, how well organized is the competition, and the picture now is much more positive than before I have the chance to coach here.
That's interesting, though, because, you know, from time to time, you would get, you know, so much negativity. But you're right. The Premier Soccer League has led in leaps and bounds from a commercial perspective to the quality of the game. And now with the new season starting, the fans also coming back, there's been a hunger and a desire for the game. But maybe, I don't know, you're a pretty private person. But what a lot of people keep asking is, how on earth did Jose and Orlando Pirates come to meet? Who brokered who, what, and who met when, how? I mean, that's probably one of the untold stories. Are you able to share with us? Because coming in here, as you would know, you know, virtually by surprise, people had guessed so many different coaches, but your name never came up until we saw you being unveiled as the coach of Orlando Pirates. How did that whole marriage come together?
Unexpected. Like I said, I don't have an agent. I was trying to make my previous work get value in the market in a way. So it was a period of around 7 months after I finished my last job, where I was involved in different interviews in order to get a new contract in Europe, in Asia, also a couple of opportunities. And in the end of that process, this possibility to coach in Orlando Pirates just appears. What I can say is that the approach from the club was extremely professional from the very first minute. That was the not surprise, but it's not the way that the process to be here was treated. From the club management is not so frequent to find, I have to say, in the positive way. Like I said, very, very professional approach. They knew me very, very well, not only as a technical profile, as a coach, also as a human being. They did a good job in order to recruit the new coach. I don't say that because they choose me. I mean, you know, during the process until they arrive in my person, in my name, I think they did the things in a, like I said, extremely professional way. And the process was easy, very professional, very open, very honest about what they were looking for, and also in the other direction about what I was looking for in order to make an important decision in my life, which is come here to a different continent and make sure that I can do my job here. I didn't came here just to have an experience. I don't like when the people tell me, well, you are coaching here or there, and that's a nice experience. It's not an experience. Yeah. It's a responsibility, big one. So I will never accept this responsibility to coach, you know, such a team like Orlando Pirates if I don't feel that I'm ready to do it. So I felt that I was ready at that time. I got the big confidence from the management to push me to be here, and that's the reason why I accept.
And you come into this club in a year, Jose, where it's a milestone for the club. I'm sure you've seen the badge. It's got the star, Champions League. 1937, 85-year-old baby. That's in your hand. So it's a critical turnaround. Big club, trophyless for a while. They would not have been happy with that fact alone. The consistency as well has also not been a factor. When you heard all of those, and I'm sure they told you all of that background, What made you think, again, and I'm glad you're saying that this is not an experience, because you're taking responsibility immediately for what you have to do. Given the mammoth task and the expectation, did you then feel that it was important to say, I want to fight this battle with people that have been on my side, you know, in terms of some of your technical team, and a lot of the managers do that internationally. It is a norm. But how important was it for you to do that, knowing that you have a mandler who is there, who will assist in terms of what's happening on the ground, et cetera, et cetera. But then you've also got at least a team that is working with you that you know.
Yeah, it's a crucial thing. First, in order to make the decision to come, it's not the same when you know that you have to start a new challenge, new project. Not alone, but, you know, there's not, at least in the beginning, people that you can trust 100% and start to share your visions and opinions and have a different opinion. And the presence of Mitchell and Sergio here, it's capital for me. Actually, when we finished our time in our last club in Inter Turku, we knew and we make sure, that's why we didn't start coaching immediately after that period, because we were looking for a place where we can continue together, which is not always possible, you know, that you can go there with your own staff.
Sure.
There are clubs that will allow you to do it. There are clubs which are not, because they have their own people.
Yeah.
So have the chance to take them. It was one of the reasons why we decided also to come. And they are, I trust them 100%, basically, because I know that they will make the adaptation process as quick as I do. Mm-hmm. They are not going to be one more problem for me to take care of them and make sure that they are true professionals, they know what we are doing, and that's a very, very important support for me, because in the end we are here alone, our families are not here with us, so
sure.
We are supporting each other when we don't have a good day. At the same time, we found a fantastic staff. We are, in this moment, I think we are 18 bodies there in the staff, 18 persons who are pushing every morning and helping me to do the things well, like I said many times from the very first minute. And it's not an empty talk, it's the truth.
Sure.
We managed to integrate ourselves in a staff who was already, you know, moving forward, and they make the things very easy for us.
And to bring along, because what I found very fascinating is how at such an early age, as teenagers, you were able to go for your coaching badge, knowing that your interest was not much on playing the game, but your interest was more on establishing yourself from a coaching perspective, you know, which is quite, I can't say strange, because we kind of see it even in your namesake, Mourinho, where his strength was never about being a player, but, you know, being a coach and a successful coach as well. And also when you have somebody within your technical team who also, at the age of 17 or 19, also branches off, goes for coaching badges, goes for the education of football. And you see it working out now, so your minds are in tune. So it's not like a recent partnership. You know, it stretches back a number of years. How important do you think that helps you, even at times when you're not thinking of something, for him to come next to you and say, Coach, I've spotted something, I've seen something, because he expects and he knows what it is that you want. Is that the kind of reaction that you expect from your technical team, so that it's not just about you as the coach always reacting, but for them to bring a certain issue that they can spot in the field?
Yes, absolutely. We need a staff around us nowadays to make us better.
Yes.
In a way, we need people around who can complete us as a manager, as a coach, who can get and have different strengths and, you know, different capacities, and people who can be ready and willing to discuss, you know, whatever needs to be discussed. Without I don't have people around who is there just to tell me how good I am or satisfy me after every question, and that's mostly the opposite. We have warm discussions sometimes, because The important is that we have a common objective that in the staff, we all want to get the same. It doesn't matter who is getting more time in the spotlight.
Yes.
We don't care so much about that. Yeah. Everyone in the staff is getting enough time and importance inside the process. That's the way to keep the people motivated and really involved in the, what we want to achieve. And yeah, basically, when I build the staff and when I have the chance to build one staff around me, I try to look for people who can complete me, who can be better than me in some certain aspects, whatever it means, be better. But I think you understand
sure.
what I mean. And then my role, one important part of my role is allow them to help the players. We are there just to help the players. We are a... We are not the main part of this business. Mm. We are just trying to help the players to achieve the objectives. They are the main part. So
do they understand that, though? Because I find that very, very refreshing to hear that. They're footballers. They've chosen a career. They are professionals right now. So what they need is guidance and they need help.
Yeah, of course. They need to perform.
Yeah. Do they get that? Do they understand that approach? Because maybe it's probably the first time for some of them to have a coach that has that direct approach.
I think they do. They are already comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I think they had experiences already with I don't know if it's exactly the same, but with co-coachings and different profiles inside the staff. So I think the players are very smart.
Mm.
You know, in their environment, in their context, there are few things that the players will not understand or notice. You know, after there's not so much time that you can, how can I say, like, lie to the players, or they will not get confused. They soon will understand what's going on, and I would like to think that they like the way we are doing the things, and they understand that all of us, we are there with different responsibilities, but in the end, trying to help them to be better football players. And like I said many times, to help them to perform together,
yeah.
not as an individuals. Perform inside this group, inside the context that we have, inside the competition that we are playing, and trying to get the objectives that we are fighting for. So that's the key.
I think with a lot of football talk, there'll always be, does, you know, Jose utilize more the modern approach to the game? Does he utilize a little bit of an old school approach, modern day approach? I know things get called many different names and people kind of assume because of a Spanish background that we'll see quick tiki-taka type of football, etc., etc. But it's difficult to come into an environment and change, but maybe that's not even your approach as well. If you had to tell someone meeting you for the first time, which is what I'm doing with you today, we meet for the first time, I've seen your work, heard your interviews, and just to explain a little bit of a coaching philosophy that you try and impart to the players as you help them become better, as you try and mold them to become championship winning team.
I'm coaching professional environment, first of all.
Yeah.
That means that we are running by, you know, results. We need to get results. And when we start a new process, like we are doing now with a new coaching staff, with new players, new expectatives, new perspective, the results are very important. It doesn't matter what I say.
Yeah.
If I'm not getting positive results, right? So that's one of the principles that I try to implement from the first moment. Quick points, early wins. That's important for every process, you know, to consolidate yourself in a group, for consolidate yourself in front of the fans. In this case, is not a minor thing. When we speak about Pirates, the amount of people who is following the club, so
yeah.
becomes important. So it's very important that we are inside our it's important to know where you want to be in a, you know, medium term
yeah.
period, let's say
15 games later,
exactly,
yeah.
or 6 months or 7 months
yeah.
or 1 year even.
Sure.
but winning. Okay, we know where we want to be in 2, 3, 4 months. We know what kind of team do we want to be in that period. But at the same time, we cannot forget that we have to win. And that means that sometimes we need to be more pragmatical during the games, or sometimes before the games, even in our approach, just to make sure, not sure, because nobody can guarantee that you're going to win, but understand that we try, or we think we know what to do in order to be close to get the good result and build our philosophy, you know, winning. That's very important for us. I'm smart enough to understand that I cannot build first the philosophy and lose, you know, every four days. Think about our month, our first month.
Yeah.
The month of games we play. I cannot be here now saying that we play fantastic, but we have, you know, 4 points. It's not gonna be right.
I was gonna chat about that. We'll do it after the news, Coach, to talk about the level of games. And I understand, I mean, there's a World Cup coming, there's cup games in between. Just to get a sense from you, because in terms of rejuvenation, recovery, etc., it is difficult because half the time you're spending it at an airport trying to fly to another destination as well, which cannot be easy. Getting the background, as we said, up until now at 6 o'clock, just getting an understanding of the coach, his thoughts, his philosophy, his acclimatization here in the country, and obviously after the news, we'll get into the specifics. Like he says, talk about the frequency of the games, what that does in terms of his build-up. You know, we'll talk about the defeat to Chipa, what that meant in terms of his start to his campaign as well. But then since then, not being able to lose within the league environment, continuing within the cup as well.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Hey, Darob, it's Brinsley here at Olive, and I'm happy that now today you are hosting my coach. The man has brought the happy days to us, and we're very happy with the football that the guys are playing. But my concern only is that we cannot score goals. So because he came to Pirates while the signings have been done, please ask him whether is he going to sign a striker that fits to his philosophy. A player like Kemir Rasmus, I saw that he might be free or a free agent at any given time, because I saw that Mamelodi Sundowns have signed the Argentinian, and then they gave him the jersey that Rasmus was wearing. Can he please look on that player, maybe if he likes Kemit, because I think he can fit on the 3-5-2-1 formation that the coach is playing, because Kemit is that skillful player who always willing to take on defenders. Brinsley to Oliven.
Good evening, Parob, and good evening to the coach in studio. It's Luazi from King Williamstown. I would like to first compliment the coach for what he's done so far. We are seeing the work of the team. We are seeing Pirates is not conceding goals very easily this season. My question to the coach is, was that the plan to first sort out at the back and then building towards the middle field and forward? And the second question to the coach, how far is Saleng from being part of the starting 11 or match day squad?
Good evening, Semarawa. It's Mpure X here from Tembisa. Oh, thank you so much for bringing us our beloved coach, Coach Rivera. He has won our hearts, in fact, already, and our trust. And thank you so much. I mean, I see there's Thabiso Munyani. He has really rejuvenated the boy. He's doing very well. I just want to advise him. I know he's been doing that by now. Can you please study all the games that we lost to Mamelodi Sundowns, including the one that we lost 6-0 at Loftus Stadium. I was there when we lost that by that higher score line, and I so wish and I trust in him that he will bring back the happy days. We used to be called happy people. I think you know that by now, coach. And again, please stay tuned to this station. It's where you get to know about what we, the Orlando Pirates fans, are thinking about the team, you know, our dissatisfactions, our satisfactions. And thank you so much for coming through. We're expecting a very, very great season. Please do us a favor. Please, coach. We know you can do this. this. We want to beat Sundowns in both leagues. We'll be there to support the team. Thank you so much, Semarawa. Thank you so much, coach. Much love from the side of Tembisa. Thank you. Bye.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to all the listeners of the show, and good evening to the gentleman you have there, the coach of Orlando Pirates. Mine is just a compliment for him to say that, thank you, coach, you have brought a different dimension on the game, and you can see that your team is playing with purpose. After a short time you have been here, those people who know football can see that you are playing purposeful football, and I thank you also for keeping on having faith with Evanga. Many supporters, they don't like that guy, and you, because you know football, you know what you are doing. So that competition of Nga and Lipasa, that's the correct one. A striker is never made to play very good football. His job is to cause confusion, and that's what Nga and Lipasa are doing. Thank you very much, coach. Welcome to South Africa, the big show in Durban.
Mr. Rivero, just bring M10H to Orlando. Just beat Sundowns. If you did that, we can love you for the next 5 years. Just beat Sundowns. We're behind you. We support you. Just beat Sundowns and give us M10H. We love you for the next 5 years because the Giants are Sundowns. If you beat Sundowns, you are top. We are top behind you all the way.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to Ukoich, which was there. Mr. Marawa, ukhuluma nesibongeleni wakwamkhwane kamgayo Matafeni, majority shareholder MSW. Mr. Marawa, what a way of starting his career as an Orlando Pirates coach, Mr. Jose. Mr. Marawa, one thing I can warn him about is that it won't be always a smooth sailing coaching one of the big teams in the DStv Premiership and in the history of football in South Africa. There will be times where he will see the true supporters of Orlando Pirates when the results are not going his way, which I don't hope for. And what I want to emphasize to him also is that the noise made by supporters, you might ignore it, but sometimes it's helping you as a coach to realize what's happening on the field of play. As much as I am a Chiefs fan, but I wish him all the best for the rest of the season. Thank you.
Coach Riverio, our super coach, our Spanish coach. Thank you so much for joining our team, Orlando Pirates. Hopefully bring us success that we've been looking for over a period of so many years without any silverware. So I just wanted to find out from your end, Mr. Coach, in terms of what's your take so far about Orlando Pirates as a brand, and what is it that you've learned so far about the culture of our team? And most importantly, please kindly bring us trophies and make sure that the team that is giving us so many problems each and every season, which is Sundowns, gets beaten in the semifinals, as we are looking forward to bring the trophy home at Maminzela Oskoti Orlando Stadium, along with you, my good coach. Thank you.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Hey, Darob.
Man. Just a little batch of the voice notes that are coming through from the shareholders of the show. It is hashtag MSW. It's a Wednesday. It is soccer nights tonight, 14 minutes after the hour. Keep sending those WhatsApp voice notes. The coach is here and has been listening very, very, very attentively to each and every message that has come through, whether it was complimentary, whether it was a question that has been asked directly. What sense do you get, coach, from just what you've heard of, firstly, those are your raw fans. Those are your fans that watch the game and love Orlando Pirates. What sense do you get just from listening to that?
That's like a... It's quite frequent nowadays for me, yeah. Even when I go outside, you know, to do my duties, just to go to the supermarket. I'm, like I said in a previous interview, it seems that I have to report to my bosses every 5 minutes, you know, when I find somebody in the street, because the fans are very passionate about the team, about the games, and they want to know straight, you know, when they see the coach, it's a, you know, nice opportunity for them to know, to get info from the first hand, you know, so they don't waste the opportunity. So usually they are coming straight and asking, and they want to know what's going to happen in the next, and the wishes are the same. They want to get trophies, they want to beat opponents, and they want to be happy. So in a way, we are working for them, it's true. And yes. Like I said in other occasions, that's what it makes very, very special, this club. The fans and the nature of the fans, the way that they behave towards the team, towards the coach. And it's a pleasure to have the chance to coach for them and to hopefully satisfy them in terms of trophies.
And that's the one thing that has been common out of all of them is, coach, whatever it is that you're going to do, get us trophies, but most importantly, beat Sundowns.
Mm-hmm.
We can't lie. Sundowns have opened a very big gap in terms of the local game and where they are in their repeated success as well. How do you respond to that without making too many promises? Because I don't want you to make promises, but just from a footballing sense, to close the gap, but at least to bring the trophy here. The one caller saying, if you just bring us the MTN8, we will love you for the next 5 years.
I understand the people is very excited with the draw and with the game we're going to play in probably in the beginning of the next month. So that means that there's going to happen a lot of things before that game. We have to face Maritzburg in a few days. Then we have to play home against TS Galaxy. Those two games are going to be very important. Also to face that game, you know, in the end of the month or in the beginning of the next month. So even though, like I said, I understand how excited the people is already about that game, I have to keep my mind still in tomorrow's training, in what's coming on Sunday, because it's going to be a tough game again, away home, traveling one more time. And then, like I said, we're going to receive TS Galaxy at home, and we won those 6 points. So my mind, it's only in tomorrow's training, to be honest with you. Even though, you know, during the weekend and also when the draw was made, of course you have your time to think about what's going to happen in that game, how difficult it's going to be, because it's not by chance that Sundowns is every season in those positions and getting the trophies and dominating the league and every tournament. It's not by chance. There's reasons behind, and we have to. We have now time to analyze those reasons and try to minimize those reasons and try to put on the table our reasons also to dream about beat them, but still early to go deep about that. There's many things to do before.
Brainsley was asking about, you know, he was just talking about his concerns as well, saying that, you know, it's about scoring goals. Are you in a position right now, given the structure within the team, to want an extra striker for Orlando Pirates?
Not really. We have a number in the squad in that department. We have quality. We have different profiles. We have improvement since we start. The strikers are not the same than when we start six plus the MTN 7 games ago. I'm happy with the players that I have. It's mandatory for the clubs to keep an eye in the market, but not because we need something specific, just because sometimes there's opportunities to improve the squad. So nobody will say that, no, I don't want to improve my squad. I don't want to improve any department. It's difficult. Even the top clubs, they still, you know, signing players until the last minute of the transfer window because their opportunities are there. So our obligation as a club is to keep an eye there.
Yeah.
But my responsibility is to make my players as profitable as possible. And I'm telling you the truth when I say that I'm happy with also with that department. We emphasize maybe too much about the role of the striker as a goal scoring, and we forget all the things that they need to do. And we don't really think so much when somebody else is missing a goal chance. It seems that only the strikers have the responsibility to capitalize every single chance. Yeah. I'm not worried at all about.
So even if the transfer window were to close tomorrow,
no,
you would be happy with what you have right now to see you through the season?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, come back from the break. We continue our conversation here with coach of Orlando Pirates. Plenty of questions as well coming through on Twitter. We'll take your WhatsApp voice notes. I mean, Mutawung as well. Mukete saying that, please ask the coach, would he be interested in signing a player like Junior Mendieta from Stelis? He looks like a player who can fit his philosophy. So if you want the answers to that and a whole lot more, stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
As we continue a conversation with the Orlando Pirates coach, one thing I can tell you, I've just received a notification here, and I've got to congratulate this man because he's worked so hard. Our very own Steven Pinar, I am told that, and I'm actually looking at his diploma right here. They've sent me a screenshot of his diploma. Steven Pinar, born on the 17th of the 3rd, 1982 in Johannesburg, South Africa, has successfully completed the Irish Football Association UEFA Pro Diploma, date completed 30th of August 2022, place completed Belfast in Northern Ireland. So here you are, hearing it for the first time, Steven Pinar, into the big world of coaching, UEFA Pro Diploma that he has earned, and so begins his journey. So that's the breaking news. Go break it to others. Give it to them as broken. Jose Rivera, my guest here. Great honor to have him in our studios. Lots of questions, lots of voice notes as well. The question about Mendieta that they spoke about before we went for the break, coach, you've seen the player. Just your overall take on the kind of footballer that you've seen.
It's not my player. It's a Stellenbosch player so far. Mm. So league and every game, there's players who are shining more than others. And we are just in the beginning of the season. It's nice to see the amount of quality that every team it's having in their room. So that makes the league very attractive. I think we all wants to see games where the players can, you know, play with initiative, with confidence, and offering a good show, and of course, especially in the offensive phase. So, yeah, good player, but not my player. I can't say so much about
him. No, absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, a standout player because so many people have already noticed him. People don't notice mediocrity. So, if you're an outstanding player, then people start to talk about you. Loisy had asked a question on the voice notes, coach, saying that one thing he's noticed about Orlando Pirates so far under your guidance is the few goals that they concede. Is that part of your plan to have build a play from the back? Maybe just quickly explain that philosophy because it is being noticed.
Our objective, our proposal from the first day we start working with the team, it was to prepare a team who is going to arrive in the first fixture of the season, ready to compete. So that means that we want to be a team who is ready to compete in every phase of the game, not only attacking or not only defending. Mm-hmm. That was the proposal from the beginning, and I think we managed to prepare the team good enough for the beginning of the season in every phase, and the defensive phase is not an exception. The fact that we are not conceding many goals so far, it's for different reasons. One is the our percentage of possession. Usually, not in the last games, we accuse a bit the fatigue and the fact that we start leading the games. Also, it helps in a way, or not help. It's not the word, but it provoke that. The opponents needs to control the games and look for something else in attack and take more risk also, which is affecting our percentage of possession. But in the beginning of the season and most of the games, we managed to have a big percentage of possession. That means that the opponent is not attacking you, so less chances to concede goals. And then our behavior in the defensive phase, the commitment of the group is it's something very special. I have to say they are really, really involved from the keeper to the striker. Everybody's involved in the defensive phase. It's one of our principles. Nobody can be just watching or resting during the time that everybody else is defending. And I don't want to highlight only that we didn't concede goals. It's more that we didn't concede so much chances to score. We managed very well to keep the opponent far from the key spaces in the recent games. And of course, the ball is around, so the feeling that they can do something, it's always there. But we didn't suffer so much recently, and that's something that it helped us a lot to grow that feeling of how competitive we can be, even in situations where we cannot be the team who is dominating the game. But our intention, it's always to control the games through the ball. But like I said many times, not with super long possessions. We try to be fast in our attacks, as fast as possible.
Does that go into what you would have done pre-season as far as the conditioning of the play is concerned? Because you would find at times, which is very strange, you find coaches would say after match day 10 that they're not happy with the conditioning of the players. And you say, but what were you doing during pre-season? So you finding that they've been able to adapt and learn well and utilize that, because you need the strength. You need to have been physically well drilled in that department to achieve what you want.
Yes, absolutely. The way we want to play, the efforts that our players are you know, forced to do during the competitions are not easy. For that, it's also something that we missed during the August, because we are a group who really trust in the training process, and we didn't have the chance to train properly, just recovery trainings and activations, and that's it. Mm. Immediately after the games, we are already -2, usually, just after the game. So we didn't have time to provoke adaptations, even in the conditional way, in the conditional department. That's why we need, you know, to use also many players in order to guarantee that we're going to have power enough on the field. But yeah, like you said, we create already a training discipline inside the group. The way that the players are also answering to that, it's super. We are doing, I think, a good job, not only to have a high level of fitness, also to being ready, you know, to play. Avoid injuries is an important part if you're gonna go far, you know, during the season. And so far, we are doing very, very well in that sense.
I take you back to the Chipper game, because when you spoke about possession and what you do with it, and I could understand how you were so disappointed at the end of the game, because I referred back earlier today and I looked at those stats, you know, just to refresh my mind on what exactly happened. And you would have seen, I mean, Pirates' ball possession was almost on 70%. You enjoyed 67% of the ball possession at 33. You had 16 attempts at goal, they had 4. But in all of that, they had 2 shots that were on target. Pirates only had 1. Mm-hmm. So that's where the swing in terms of what you did with the possession, what you did with the shots, they didn't hit the target. Mm-hmm. But that didn't break you, because since that defeat, you haven't lost a game, you know, and you've been able to soldier on. What was it about, let's say you were doing a delivery of those stats to the players that you wanted to change for them to improve and again, not to lose a game?
The only thing that bothers me about that game in terms of a result is that we need to guarantee that when you cannot win a game, that you have 16 attempts, we have a 70% of possession, but the possession in the opposite half, not in your half, in the opponent half, close to the box, threatening, like you said, not many shots on target, but the feeling of the goal was permanently there. What you need to guarantee is that you don't lose that game. You can get a point, you can finish the game 0-0, but you cannot concede one goal. That was something that we spoke about it, we tried to... It's something that you cannot really train, you know, like a proper training, you know. It's just keep the level of concentration. It's difficult sometimes for the teams who are in possession for 70% of the time to suddenly change your mindset to defend. You are attacking, and suddenly there is a set piece. And sometimes you don't think, okay, I have to defend this like a lion. Yeah. You know, you are just thinking, okay, let's kick the ball, we will get it again, and we will attack again. Just give me the ball. And, you know, it happens, what happens. It's not the first time in football history that we see a game like that. But it's just an accident. That's it. Why we didn't, we were not affected by is exactly for that reason, because when you don't have a plan or you don't have a game model, you are living only about results. And when you don't get the result, like it happens in that game, then there's nothing, you know. You cannot grab anything to support, you know, your arguments. And so we knew what happened in that game. We knew that, like I said, it was an accident. Credit for the opponent also. They tried to defend as good as possible, and it was a difficult game. But like I said, we create more than enough in that game, and we knew that, you know, 100 games like this, we're going to win 99. So there's not many things to change after that game. We just continue.
And I guess the irony after that game is that when you played against Royal AM, they had more of the possession, more of the shots, but you got the result that mattered. So it really shows how up and down football is, and at times the numbers don't always reflect what is happening on the field as well, because you can't always be 100% scientific.
It's an scoring game.
Yeah.
That's it. It's an scoring game. Yeah. You have to score if you want to win. And the way you do it, it's up to you. Everything is okay in football as long as you get a good result.
Mwanapule Saleng is a question that was asked by Loazi as well in terms of his involvement. I don't know if there's any updates that you want to... I mean, the player you got from Swallows.
Like I said many times, happy with the squad that we have. Every player is really fighting to get time to play and show, and you know they all want to be part of the whole process, not the training process and not the competition. They are all really fighting to get the minutes, and they are making my life very tough. You know, every time I have to make a list or decide the start 11, I promise you that is not an easy task.
Is that a good headache for you, though, coach?
It is, actually, but it's because of them, because of the quality they have, and then because of their behavior in the trainings. Because if you are not training well, if you are not behaving as a true professional, then it's easy for me to make decisions. But they are, like I said, making my life very, very, very difficult.
When you hear a coach saying that, you got to know that it's a good squad. Everybody's fighting for a place. We've got that voice note from Tembisa. Didn't leave your name, but you talked to the coach saying that he's won the hearts and the minds as well of Orlando Pirates and the trust of the fans. He gave the advice saying that, you know what, just don't lose to Sundowns, whatever it is. There's so many 6-0s that have been there in the past, and they don't want to be a part of that ever again. Big Show also saying, you know, purposeful football that he's been able to see. He was very mindful and full of praise for what Evanga and Lepasa are doing, saying that they're there to cause trouble. At times, it's not always about scoring goals, but to just create confusion up front as well. There was one that says that just bring the MTN8 back home. And Sibongiseni was talking about what you've learned in the country so far, which was what we dealt with in the first part of the show. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll have our final stretch with the coach. And I look at the screen here. Coach, yo, can you see all of these voice notes that have come through here? Those are your fans. Those are the people that love the Buccaneers. And I'll also take a couple of questions as well from the WhatsApp voice notes, but we also take questions from Twitter because people are very engaged and they're listening very closely to the radio right now. And why not? It is our exclusive conversation today with the man that's leading Orlando Pirates. Don't go anywhere.
Power Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
This is Andy from Rodipod. First of all, I'd just like to say greetings to the coach. And thank you, Rob, for bringing this coach, you know, to your studio. It's quite refreshing to listen to his philosophy. It's quite refreshing to listen to the ambitions that he has for the team. But I would like to stop talking about the tactics and the wins that he has amassed since he has joined the Mantyi Buccaneers. I would like to talk about the mentality that he has instilled within the team. Rob, it takes an exceptional leader to really instill the fighting spirit, the gusto, a sense of, you know, camaraderie within the players. You know, I was watching the game, Orlando Pirates versus Real AM during the weekend. The players were fighting for each other, Rob. You could see on their faces as they started that game that they wanted to win that game at all costs, Rob. And only leaders can be able to motivate players to play like that, Rob. And I believe that with that, with only that, the spirit, the mentality, the battle is won, Rob. Jose, you have our support. Jose, you are welcome in South Africa. Jose, we're going to achieve great things with you. The future is bright. Thank you, Rob. Andrew from Roddyport.
Good evening, Robert Marawa. I speaking to Lenga Malindisa. Rob, my question to the coach is, what is his mandate at Orlando Pirates, if there's any? And what is his take on co-coaching? Can he work under such condition of co-coaching? Thank you very much, Rob.
Good evening, Robert Marawa. This is Alpha Snowboy here in KZN. Our good evening to coach there, Jose Rivera, the Spanish guitar. Oh, my coach. I'm an ardent Orlando Pirates fan, and I like your tactical approach, especially when it comes to attack. This philosophy of pressing the team very high up the field, it compels them to commit a lot of errors, which is very good for our attack, because if you force a team to commit errors up there, then you are standing a very good chance to actually score more goals. Keep up the good work, coach. We're going to support you as the Buccaneers. At least just bring one trophy and we'll be happy. We'll be happy as the happy people. As you know that you are celebrating our 85th anniversary, we want to celebrate it in style, my coach. The Spanish guitar. Enjoy your evening, Robert Marawa.
Hey. Spanish guitar, it never ends. I love it.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to Jose Rivera and the whole, the entire shareholder of MSW. I just want to know from the coach that he is happy with the squad that is there at Orlando Pirates, or he want to add some players here and there. And again, there's a rumor that there is people who are interfering with the coaching staff at Orlando Pirates. Is that true? It has happened to him, or they are just lying? This is Busi Somlalane in Mittelburg, originally from Bushbuck Ridge. Thanks, Praro.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to the listeners of MSW, and good evening to my coach, Mr. Riverio. I'm so happy today that you brought him in the studio today. My question to him, I just want to know that the current strikers that he has in the team, are they understanding his philosophy? Because, I'm a goal away, man. We don't score goals. But defensively, the team is doing very well. But when it comes to scoring goals, we are struggling, Mr. Robert. I don't know, maybe they're still planning to sign other new players, or the current player that he have now, they're still trying to adapt to his philosophy. That's my question. Thanks, Mr. Robert. It's Meshack Lubisi, number one Buccaneer in Mpumalanga.
So I'm Marawa, and good evening to the coach. A Pirates supporter here, Morale. Can you please ask the coach if, since the transfer window is still open, will he still get us some one or two strikers? Because I think we are very thin up front. We're creating chances, but we don't score. We don't score goals. And then ask him if, who's the vice captain? Who are the vice captains to Innocent Mayela? Thank you.
Hey, Prarop. September Mapanga here at Bawati. Hi man. You know, today you are featuring one of the good men, one of the up and coming promising coach of this season. You know, what he is doing there at the Orlando Pirates, I think it's a wonderful job. I mean, starting from the back, you know, he has shut the back. We are very confident this season with our defense. And the only thing that they need to do to just work on finishing. That's the only problem we have this season. But at the back, I see that we are very, very much solid. This September Mapang at Baba team. Thank you, my coach Rivera. Yeah.
Good evening, Bob Marawa, and good evening to the coach of Orlando Pirates. And coach, welcome to the country. And up to so far so good, I can see some positive sign in your team. If it might happen you stay another season at Pirates, will you have the power to recommend some of the players that you see week in and week out in the Premier Soccer League that might excite you to be recruited at Orlando Pirates for that matter. And I wish you all the best in your endeavor. I was one of those Thomases, but I'm not yet convinced that you can do it. So, but you do have my support, but we'll see how it goes. But up to so far, kudos to you, Mr. Coach, and thanks for having you from Maxwell in Pretoria.
Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Well, as you know, shareholders, I can go on and on playing the WhatsApp voice notes. But in between all of that, we need to get some of the answers as well coming through from Coach Rivera, who is my guest here tonight as we take our final 8 minutes left on the show. And maybe address, I'm sure you're tired of hearing the word strikers, goals. We need more goals. We need strikers. Are you going to get more strikers, etc.? Maybe let's shut the chapter on that. What's your final take in terms of the transfer window, the strikers? You still stick to the fact that you're happy with the squad?
Yes, of course, absolutely. We have a very complete squad, well structured with quality and professional players in every department. One more time, all the clubs we must always keep an eye in the opportunities that the market will offer, but so far we are, and I am as a coach also, absolutely satisfied with the material that I have in my hands.
Lenga was asking if you've got a what they call a mandate at Orlando Pirates. South Africans love a mandate. So if you say mandate is to win the league or to win a cup after a certain period, is there a certain mandate that will then determine whether or not the contract is extended, for example?
Ah, no. The mandate is with myself, with ourselves, is our commitment with the understanding where we are, the fact that people is really, really hungry in terms of trophies. Our fans really wants to achieve something together with us this season, and that's our mandate. It's also coming from the fans every day. So we will try to satisfy all the objectives and the wishes of our fans, but there's if I can say that there's nothing in a paper that will force me to win whatever in order to continue or not at all.
Co-coaching, what's your impression about it? What's your take?
I don't know exactly what it means, co-coaching. I can have a well structured opinion about the co-coaching if I don't know the terms inside, how they will deal with different situations and especially with the decisions. I think in my case, as a coach, as a head coach, that's probably the only difference with the people who is around me, including the players, is that in the end of the day, I have to make decisions. Yeah. That's probably the only difference. Everything else is open to discuss, but the final decision is mine. Yeah. So I don't know how they deal with that in a co-coaching. In the end, one more time, if you manage to get result with two or three or four coaches, then the formula is working well. If you don't, then we will say that it's because of the co-coaching and not maybe other things. So difficult for me to have an opinion about.
Yeah, yeah. But you're happy with the old structure, head coach, your assistants, your technical team, goalkeeper coach, and you move on with life.
Yeah, like I said, all of them, they have their own space, a big space, actually, yeah. All of them. They all have the possibility to be creative, to take the initiative.
Mm-hmm. So you give them the freedom, basically.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Alpheus was talking about, in fact, has given you a nickname. I'm sure Toni Braxton is smiling where she is. Spanish guitar. You've been called that before?
Before today, yes, but not before I before I came here to South Africa.
Well, trust me, South Africans are big on nicknames as well, so I don't know which one will stick. But yeah, that's the one you've been baptized with here tonight. So you talked about the pressing game, saying that is observed, you know, pressing, that Pirates is a pressing team from high up, forcing them to commit a whole lot of errors as well. That is intentional.
Yes, of course. It's one of our principles in our identity. We want to defend when we can, as far as possible, from our goal. We will always try to keep those 50 or 60 meters behind us when we are defending, and when is possible. It wasn't possible in the recent games because one of the reasons, of course, we were accumulating fatigue, playing every 2-3 games. Press hike is probably, or in my eyes, it's the most difficult thing to do in football, and that requires a lot of energy. And like I said, in the last games, we were not super aggressive in the pressing, but aggressive enough.
I think a lot of the other questions we had already dealt with. The one about the vice captains, I think, is one that we can quickly address. There's captain and there's vice captain. So the listener chose to ask about whether or not you have a team. Coaches sometimes prefer a leadership team. So you have your main captain and then your vice captains. What's your take on that?
We have Ino as a captain, and then we have a vice captain, which is one of our goalkeepers, Richard Ofori. They both got that role this season. But I will say that even more than those two names, there are many leaders in this squad. So they are all very involved in that process to keep the process going on and lead the guys. We have many experienced players in the squad who are helping also the main captains to keep the good atmosphere and keep everything in order.
Interference? Wu raised something about interfering. Nobody interferes in your job?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Zero.
So, Wu, there it is. Sometimes they talk about, what do they call these things, rumors. So at least you heard it from the coach. I mean, this is a very honest man. He's sitting in front of me. He says, absolutely not. I just want to wish you everything of the best, coach. I know there's 10,001 things from a football perspective. I love the football mind that you have, that we could have gone on to talk about. Maybe a lot of the other individual players and where their positions are and where they can be best placed. I'm sure there'll be further opportunities to chat about that as well. But I think you've given us a great understanding of who you are as a human being, firstly, but also secondly as a coach and a well-traveled coach coming through to the African continent, leading former champions of Africa in Orlando Pirates in a very critical year of their celebration of 85 years as well. Maybe just a final word to all of the Pirates fans listening to the show right now.
As I'm usually saying, support us, being patient also, support us in the difficult moments, because there's going to be always up and downs during the season. And for us, the feel that they are behind us and they are supporting, like I said, even in those bad days or even in moments inside the games that we are not in our best, it's going to be crucial if we want to achieve something together. So let's come to the stadium and play the game with us.
Welcome to the country. Welcome to hashtag MSW. Good luck for the next two games. Maritzburg United, TS Galaxy. They're going to be very tough games. But all the best, coach. And thank you so much indeed for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Jose Rivera, my coach in studio today. I don't know which there'll be a coach tomorrow. I'll leave you hanging in terms of guessing. Maybe we might have my player, my anything. Because anything that comes into the studio belongs to you, the shareholders of the show. Great conversation that I've had today with the head coach of Orlando Pirates. I hope it's made sense. And I know there's a couple of voice notes we did not play out. Forgive us. We'll do better tomorrow.